Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update. Ukraine says Russia has launched an intercontinental ballistic missile in an attack for the first time in the war, targeting Dnipro City. AP correspondent Karen Chemes reports.
The first time Moscow has used such a missile in the war. It wasn't clear exactly what type of missile was fired, but Ukraine's Air Force said in a statement on Telegram that it was launched from Russia's Astrakhan region. The development comes as the war has taken on a growing international dimension with the arrival of North Korean troops to help Russia on the battlefield. I'm Karen Chamas.
Two people were wounded as a result of the attack, and an industrial facility and rehabilitation center for people with disabilities were damaged, according to local officials. At the COP29 UN climate talks, nations around the world criticized a new draft text released early Thursday. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
The document aims to outline a deal on funding to help developing countries transition to clean energy and adapt to climate change. However, it drew sharp backlash for being vague and omitting a key issue, how much wealthy countries will contribute to support poorer nations. The United States U.S. climate envoy John Podesta expressed his frustration.
We appreciate your efforts, President, to take us this far, but we are frankly deeply concerned at this stage about what we view as a glaring imbalance in the text thus far.
Harjeet Singh, Global Engagement Director for the Fossil Fuel Non-Proliferation Treaty Initiative, also expressed disappointment.
After 3 years of negotiations, 14 meetings and several ministerials, and more than 10 days of negotiations here, developed countries did not show enough courage to even talk about how big this climate finance goal is going to be.
Negotiators are trying to close the gap between the $1.3 trillion the developing world says is needed in climate finance and the few hundred billion that negotiators say richer nations are prepared to give. Jeff Custer, VOA News. This-